Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 6:52, and it's time for us to talk business with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, who joins us on the Quiver River Electric Cooperative guest line. And Jill, the post-pandemic recovery has been baffling, I think, to many of us, but it's good to know it also baffles the experts.
It does. Listen, I can't tell you how often I'm talking to people and economists, and they're saying, we haven't seen anything like this before. And of course, you understand why. We went through this pandemic where millions of people were pushed on the sidelines of the labor force. They come back in. Some industries open faster than others, and it's just so distorted. And we're still seeing effects of those distortions. And we got a labor market report out on Friday. It was really interesting in a lot of ways. It was strong on one hand. I would tell you that the job creation number, 339,000 jobs, that's a heck of a lot of jobs that come in at this part of the recovery. We've been recovering for a long time. The previous 2 months were revised higher. So all of that taken together, you are averaging 341,000 jobs a month, every single month for the last year. That's a lot. Okay, so the other hand, which is an economist shorthand, like you ever hear about the three-handed economist, they wish they had a third hand. On the other hand, we saw that the unemployment rate went up because 440,000 people said they actually became unemployed last month. So there's job creation and yet there's unemployment. What? How does that jibe? These are two separate surveys, and I think that we have to understand that so much of the labor market is in flux right now. So there are some industries that are losing jobs, but there are other industries where they're adding jobs and they can't add them fast enough, like leisure and hospitality. So I think that it's a transitional moment for the economy.
Now, Debbie and I both have teenagers in our households, Jill, and I know that's one of the things that you are looking at as far as employment for young people. It actually went up last year. So could we expect the same thing this summer?
I think we are going to get that. I think it's very important that people understand that when we talk about the youth labor force, we're talking about 16 to 24-year-olds. And there's a whole bunch of those kids, I say kids, but young adults, who just are forgoing college, by the way. But when we talk about youth labor force in the summer, the Labor Department can kind of figure out who's working full time and who's just a summer job. And last year we saw 2.6 million more people who are those ages come into the labor force in the summer months. We are expecting same results this year, meaning there are a lot of summer jobs that are still open. So now I want to give you my pitch for you guys, because you're parents, all right? And maybe one of your kids is like, well, I want to go to this college prep program because it'll make my college application look better. You're sort of tantalized by that, maybe. I really think a summer job is great as a way to really start taking control of personal finance for younger people. They learn how to decode their pay stub and who that young woman FICA is who's eating up all their money in their pay stub. You learn how to open a bank account and hopefully start saving 10% of your pay automatically. And hopefully you save another 10% in some sort of retirement vehicle. Learn about delayed gratification and earning and spending money. All of these things are so great. It's like, really, I can't do more for somebody to learn about their personal finance and go get a job.
I agree. That is Jill Schlesinger. And you can always get more at jillonmoney.com. It is 6:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.